The letter C, privilege of the floor. Chris, do you have anything for us?
No.
No? Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good going.
Okay. This was part of that.
You have to watch out how long that's recording to stop it and start over again.
No, because I can, I fixed that problem. It had to do with our website. I had to clean out some old files, so everything's now downloading perfect, but thanks for checking. Minutes from the Special Board of Trustees meeting that we had on February 23rd, 2026. This was where we had a joint meeting at the Linden Municipal Office Building with the Linden Electric Commission, Orleans Village Trustees, and then us as Barton Trustees. Was a great meeting, great conversation. I typed these minutes, so I think they're good, but what do you all think?
I think they were fine.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. So I will make a motion to approve the minutes from the Special Board of Trustees meeting that happened February 23rd, 2026, as presented.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting that happened dated February 24th, 2026. That was a busy week that week. Jacqueline's minutes looked great. I had nothing to add or change.
I didn't either. They were great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Me neither.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated February 24th, 2026 as presented.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Minutes from the annual meeting that happened March 10th, 2026. These were done by our clerk, Sheila Martin.
I didn't find anything that needed to be fixed that I noticed.
No, I did not either.
Looked good to me.
Okay. These. Oh, there is one that
because
date.
I think she had corrected it, and maybe we didn't get the corrected one.
She did correct it, and I just didn't print the right one.
Okay.
Yep. So under Article 3, there's the date officers for 2024. It should say 2026, but you are correct.
Okay.
So I will print that page that has 2026. The good thing is the signature page here, page 4, has no edits that need to be done, and so that won't change anything. So I believe if you're okay with it, we can sign these tonight.
With that change.
I'm good with it.
Okay. So I'm going to approve the minutes from the annual meeting dated March 10th, 2026, as presented, but with 2024 changed to 2026 under Article 3.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
That was an edit to Article 3?
Article 3, for some reason, the
date, right? Yep.
Yeah. Officers for 2024, and it should say, actually, 2026. So, and this one we all sign, including our moderator, Madam Jacqueline Lorien.
Madam.
And then I'll have Sheila, I'll just check, and if I don't have that, then I'll just make that correction and print them, because she also needs to sign this as clerk. And then one last one, our minutes from the Emergency Board of Trustees meeting that we held on March 17th, 2026. I typed those minutes. I did not hear of any additions, corrections, or anything, so I'm assuming they were okay.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. I am going to make a motion to approve the minutes from the Emergency Board of Trustees meeting dated March 17th, 2026, as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Bills and warrants. Did we have a chance to go through them?
Yes.
Okay.
We've gone through them, so I would like to make a motion to approve the bills and warrants as presented.
Okay. I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Liens. We have a discharge lien we need to sign and file. That makes me very happy because that means we collected on a past due account on a property that was sold. And because it was sold, we were able to collect on the past due electric account.
And we have a lien in place.
Because of our lien.
Yep, good job.
So because we've gotten that payment, we now discharge the lien so that they can sell the property. This would be regarding the lien that was put against the Riandos out in Brownington. We were able to collect, because of our lien, a little over $2,600. Okay. So with that being said, I've got two liens that I would like to propose and sign to file on properties for delinquent accounts so that in the event they are to sell, they wouldn't be able to sell until the lien is paid in full. This is for a property out on the Pepin Road in Brownington. I believe nobody's living at the property from what I could tell today. I believe it was a foreclosure and it was purchased maybe from a couple out in California, so they may not even know about this. But because they are the new owners and they own the property, the debt goes with the property, so therefore they are responsible. That delinquent amount is $792.06. And then the final lien is for 2144 Willoughby Lake Road here in Barton. This is an estate situation. The property owner is deceased, and the property has gone to probate court. I have talked to the executor of the estate, and it has been filed with the court so that we should get payment in full. However, because it's such a large amount, and because it is in the court system, I want to get this lien filed sooner rather than later, because the delinquent account is $3,164. Those are in your packets for review. If you just want to take a minute to skim them and make sure that I got the right towns and the right names associated and the right amounts, because I have the backup for each one. And then I would like to make the motion.
I'm good.
Okay. So I am going to make a motion that we sign the lien discharge related to the property of Michael and Kim Riando in the town of Brownington that's recorded in Book 68, page 623, as discussed and presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Let's see, do the sign that. I didn't bring you a pen, did I?
I went and got one, but I didn't know it was
hard.
I'm
so sorry. That's okay. I knew I was forgetting something. I got the water.
You did well.
Like, did I get that orange pen? And I'm like, oh, I didn't get her a pen.
I went up and grabbed one.
Sorry. Okay, so that's the discharge. I would like to make a motion that we sign to place a lien on 3535 Pepin Road in Brownington, Vermont for past due electric services in the amount of $792.06. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Ellis, did you second that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect, thank you. Last one. I make a motion to approve a lien placed on 2144 Willoughby Lake Road here in Barton, estate of Tammy Kelly, for electric services in the amount of $3,164.76.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you.
At least you weren't using crayon.
Well, you kind of wonder. I got her an orange pen. What was I thinking then? I didn't. Okay, annual financial plan for town highways. March 10th, I think it was, the day of our annual meeting, I had a meeting with Eric Pope, which is our District 9 V-Trans, I guess he's manager, director. It's an annual meeting that he has with all municipalities regarding, our grant funding, our funding that we can get from them for our highways and so forth. And so he wanted to get this back sooner rather than later, just to get it in the books with the state and so forth. So Sheila, I signed that, and then I believe at the night of the annual meeting, Sheila gave it to you to sign, and then she gave it to you to sign. So I'm just putting it here on the board to say that, you know, we've already signed this, but I want to get it on here that this was approved by the state and through myself with a meeting with Eric Pope. And it was determined on the backside, you know, this is their formula. This isn't him just saying we're going to give you this. It's just based on our mileage report, which is that highway certificate map that we've done. And I will just have you know, I am so tickled. Remember the whole Redfield Acre snafu and how it's not on the map and blah, blah, blah. And then Municipal Lane wasn't on our map, but yet we take care of it. I have successfully added those streets to our map.
Yeah.
We have a 5-year provisional certificate through the state of Vermont. They're giving us 5 years to have our lawyer draft up an official deed and acceptance for us to do during a future meeting. But I spent, I can't tell you how many hours in the land record vault at the town clerk's office, and I have files like this. I had to go back to deeds like dated 1928 to find where it was handed over from Mr. and Mrs. Redfield to this couple, to this couple, to this couple, and that in 1948, I believe it was dedicated that that whole area was a village highway.
Wow, good job.
Yeah.
So, by doing this, so we have Municipal Lane, we have the whole Redfield.
The whole square, not just 40 Road and up that has been in question previously.
And Sunrise Ave.
Sunrise Ave was added. Okay. That was obviously easy because we had the court documents already.
Yep.
That was fairly new. And then Vigaria Lane, believe it or not, they were shorting us 0.01. And so I found that documentation. So not that it's a lot, but I'm like, hey, you owe us 0.01. Mm-hmm. And so she added it. We went back and forth for quite a bit. But so I have Brian Monahan working on an acceptance statement or whatever for Municipal Lane and Redfield Acre off from 40 Road. So it will become official and then it won't be provisional, but we will be getting that has been added to our town highway map.
Great job.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was, yeah. But it's fascinating to go through those old records. Like, mm-hmm. It was just amazing to see. I mean, some deeds, they were handwritten, and I'm like, what does that say? I'm like, oh, gosh, I'll take a copy of it. If I can't read it, they can't read it, but they'll have to take it, right? And she took it all, and she was very impressed. So I'm very happy. So this formula is based off from that map, and these are the numbers that the state provides. So it's not like I could say, oh, how about you give us an extra $5,000 here? You know, there was no back and forth about it. So I just want to get it on here that I make a motion that we signed, that we approved the signatures that we did on March 10th, 2026, regarding the annual financial plan for our town highways.
I'll second that.
Perfect. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So I was, Orleans County Fair is working on, and I'm just going to put that out there, I'm the vice president of the Orleans County Fair, so I sit on that board as well. And if I did a no-no, please slap my hands and I'll take it back. But I think this is a great thing, and I signed it as business manager, but I'm putting it here in front of the board so that you are aware.
We had talked about this.
Oh, we did.
One other time.
We did.
Yes.
You're right.
Because I had you check with Kristen on Breezy Hill.
You are right.
So we
I totally forgot
this,
about
so
that.
You're fine.
Okay. So anyway, Orleans County Fair Association, we are really trying to utilize that space and the grounds more for the community, for everybody, not just our community. This is a fairgrounds for Orleans County. It's not Barton's fair. It's Orleans County's fair. And so Art, our president, has been working with, and this he holds this very dear to his heart. It's called Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And if you haven't looked them up on the web, I would highly recommend you do it. It's pretty awesome. So it is related to 9/11. It is a foundation that raises money for firefighters, people that are disabled, EMS, veterans. They're not-for-profit. So they are going, and this is a huge thing, so like they have gone all over. They have never hosted one in the state of Vermont, so this is going to be first for the state. They do 5K run and walk events, and they said that people follow them. They travel from all over to wherever they're holding events to participate because it's just such an awesome cause. So we are hosting a Tunnel to Towers Foundation 5K run and walk event on July 25th, 2026. Art, myself, and the one of the board members of Tunnel to Towers mapped out the 5K map route. So it will be on the fairgrounds. They will start. They're going to do one lap around the track. They're going to come out onto the main gate, onto Roaring Brook Road. They're going to take a right and go up Roaring Brook Road, and they're going to proceed up over Breezy Hill, and they're going to come back down to Burton Hill or Elm Street, and take a right, and they're going to go along Elm Street. They're going to take a right and go Park Street, taken all the way to the end, and then they're going to take a right on back onto Roaring Brook Road, back into the fairgrounds, and their final lap is going, they're going to end the course by doing another lap around the track, and that ends up being exactly 5K. I had a conversation, you're right, with Kristen, because Breezy Hill isn't maintained by us as the village. The right side of Breezy Hill, as you go up it off from Roaring Brook Road, that property is in the village, but the road itself is town, and it's town maintained. And I asked her what the protocol was for 5K events, similar to Turkey Trot that happens here in November. And she said, we don't really do anything. We don't approve anything as long as you guys, you're not going to shut down our road. And that's not the case at all. Tunnel to Towers is going to be responsible to, they're going to connect with the people, our fire departments, to coordinate traffic control. So nothing needs to be done by us. And so what they needed was, because it's being hosted here within the village at the fairgrounds, they needed a letter of support from us. And so I did it. And I do forget that we did have a previous conversation about it. I think maybe you weren't available. I can't remember.
I think I was out of town at that moment.
Yeah, you were on one of your hunting trips, I recall.
Out of town.
Out of town. Yes. But anyway, I just want to get it on record that this is happening. I'm excited for it. And I just want to hopefully, I'm going to not make a motion or do anything because I am on the fair board. But if you would be so kind to do that so it's on record, I would appreciate it.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the letter signed by our business manager for the Vermont Orleans County Fair Association and the
Tunnel
to Towers Foundation 5K run that is going to happen on July 25th, 2026.
I will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you very much. We're really excited. I cannot wait to see what kind of a crowd this brings.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah. You know, and it's in July. They can go to the lake. They can, you know, I'm
That's
hoping we
cool.
get campers at the campground. The fairgrounds has camping spots, so that will be open to, it's just, I think it's going to be really good.
We're trying real hard.
So. We really are. We really, really are. So this again, Vermont State Revolving Fund Loan Documents for our wastewater. This was put into place and approved, I want to say it was way back in December when Mike Maynor came. This was before our bond vote. This was to start the process so that we could start with sludge removal this summer, not knowing if the bond vote was going to go through or not. So this was already approved, but we had to get this signed and back to the bond bank. And so Sheila presented it to each one of us individually on March 10th during our annual meeting so that we could get that filed to them. So again, I'm just putting this on record that I'm putting in a motion that it's known that we signed the Vermont State Revolving Fund Loan Documents for the wastewater project on March 10th so that we could get it to them on time.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. Organization chart. I just wanted to put this in front of you. This is part of a project that Sheila and I, which I'll explain more in depth when we do department or I do department operation updates. We had to create an org chart for the Department of Public Service for some information that we need to give to them for our electric department. And so I just wanted to present this to you and basically get your approval or your feedback on any changes that you wanted to do. But basically it's an org chart as to the chain of command, three trustees going down to the business manager, finance manager. Under the finance manager are two office staff. Under the business manager, we have the chief water operator, chief wastewater operator, the DPW foreman, and then Barton Electric. Obviously, under Barton Electric, we have Orleans Electric, who's contracted. DPW foreman is a DPU utility workers, as well as under the chief wastewater operator, who they utilize and share that one body.
Who is this a requirement by?
The Department of Public Service.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any feedback? They said they didn't need names. They just needed to know what we had and how the flow was.
Yeah. Yep. No, it's good.
Okay.
So I will make a motion to approve the organizational chart as presented.
And I will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. In your packets, you will see three or four estimates that we received. We decided or found out that the current company that comes in and cleans the hall doesn't bring in their own supplies, so we're ordering their cleaning supplies, their mop heads, everything. And so Sheila, coming from her previous employer, had just said, I've never seen a contract like that. And so she thought, let's look into what other options or what other contracts look like so that we could possibly reevaluate this. So in here is a contract. The first one would be from the one that has been cleaning the office and the downstairs hall here for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years anyway.
I hired them.
Was it through you?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been probably 5, 6 years then? Yeah.
It was mainly because, you know, with the senior center, there wasn't a cleaning service, and I believe the office ladies were doing upstairs themselves.
Yes, I think you're right.
So,
So the way it is right now is they are doing once a week, typically on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, down here, the hall and bathrooms. They are not cleaning the kitchen. Whoever rents the kitchen, so Nico would be cleaning the kitchen. I will say that I think that the entire building, the kitchen, the hall, the bathrooms, upstairs, needs a really good scrub, like a deep clean, because I just think it's been years since that's happened. You know, I think that the contractors that we have are doing a great job, but they're just doing surface stuff. Like they're doing the bare minimal because that's what we told them we needed them to do. But I think we would like to see at least like a deep clean, and then, you know, like look at the baseboards. You know, it's just it hasn't been done in a really long time. So we got quotes for that, as well as asked our current cleaners to give us a quote as to what they were charged for the same schedule, but if they provided their own materials and supplies. So you'll see that they have their quote, and then we have another one from Heather's Cleaning Service, and she gave a one-time deep clean for upstairs as well as for down here, and then what it would be monthly to keep up with it. We also got one from Sunshine Sanitation, and then we got one from Claire's. And Claire's was also a deep scrub, big cleaning ultimately, and then the monthly. We definitely don't need to act on this because I know, I apologize, I got this out to you at the last minute tonight. Just timing was tough. So I'm welcome to table this, and then you guys go home and, you know, dive into it a little bit more. And then we can make a decision maybe in 2 weeks, revisit it.
Can we have them do the regular cleaning and then hire one of these just for the deep clean?
I don't see why we couldn't.
Wouldn't that be...
I mean, I don't see why we couldn't. And I don't know if they would be willing to do a deep clean.
Right.
There's a significant difference in those quotes.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, well, it's kind of clear.
Right. But I don't think this first one is a deep clean.
Yeah, I thought that was just an increase due to
right, absolutely.
Using their own product.
And I quite honestly don't know that they have what they would need to do the deep clean, because they're not really a professional cleaning service, in my opinion. And that's just my opinion. I'm not saying they're not doing a horrible job. I just don't know that they have the steam machines and the scrubbers that this deep clean is going to need.
Yeah, and a staff.
Absolutely. They're a young family.
Yeah.
Right. So, I would be all for, as if they're doing a good job, for the cleanings that they're doing now, and then having a deep clean done.
Okay.
Like on the second one.
Right.
From the second person.
Right.
On that list.
Or something. But.
Yep. Okay.
Because the other one, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, they're very, very professional.
But they must be a huge
That's
outfit.
All they do. They're a huge company, and they go all over the state of Vermont.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
And that's this one here?
Yes. No. This
they go
one,
all over?
This one and this one, they go all over. Yeah, these are local. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, these are local too, but this is on the side, and this is their business. And whoever we go with and who we have now, they do provide us with insurance, a certificate of insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's covered.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, the deep clean, I think, even if we could do a deep clean once a year, it might make all the difference.
Or even just twice a year.
Right. And then go with...
Because if you think about it, this hall gets used quite a bit, you know?
Yeah,
and
increased.
Yeah, it really has, and that's great, you know? And eventually, I want to start using not just the theater for Lake Region performances. I am going to get a projector and I'm going to stream movies up there eventually. I just haven't had time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and that area up there needs a good cleaning too.
Yep.
So.
Does the current service, because I believe previously they were only in the hall cleaning every other week. But are they?
No, so.
So are they weekly?
They are doing the hall weekly and upstairs every other week.
Okay, so I have that.
So every other week, we are taking out our, we're, it's not a big deal. We empty our own garbage cans every Friday anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So what are you proposing, Marilyn? Keeping the ones we have through the week? Or, and then just hiring one of these to do a deep clean?
Kind of what I'm thinking, if that works.
Do you have a preferred one that you're thinking, the Clary?
This Heather one looks, she's local, she's a village resident. Well, Sunshine, where are they out of? I mean, I don't know, just.
You make a motion and I'm happy with whichever way you wanna go.
Same.
Then we don't have to table it.
I'm very happy with that, just so we can move on.
Yep.
For this, because I've had it for a little bit. And I just haven't been able to get to it.
Can we leave it that we will, if I make a motion to, the commercial cleaning service agreement, this one?
Yes.
And then can we leave it up to you to decide on who you want to do the deep cleans?
I'm totally fine with that.
Okay.
Yep.
So I will make a motion to approve, the cleaning company, Linda Palmer's, for the weekly, or as needed, cleaning. And then leave it up to our business manager to take one of these estimates to allow for a deep clean once or twice a year.
And I will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Great. I will contact those people. Or Sheila, I'll probably have Sheila contact them because she initiated and got these estimates and has been communicating with them all. So I'll have her close the loop and get things scheduled. So great. Thank you. So this is where I added the KBS agreement. KBS is Kittle, Branahan, and Sargent. They are our auditing company. We have a letter in here. It's dated January 12th, 2026. It was part of our online package shared drive that we had to get all of the required documents for our annual audit. This is the same company we've had for quite a few years. And if you remember, 3 years ago, Crystal put this out to bid, and they were the only ones that actually responded. And so we remained with KBS. I have learned that many municipalities that I have gotten to know through our VEPSA board meetings, they also use KBS. And I'm happy to say that they are doing our audit again this year. So we just need to signed this agreement letter to have them do our audit, because that's part of the packet of information we need to get back to them in the shared drive. It needs to be signed by management, so I'm going to sign that as the business manager, but there also needs to be a governance signature. So I will let you guys make the motion, and then one of the two sign this agreement, and we'll get it into that shared drive for them tomorrow.
Does this come, like, with a price, or this is just the agreement that they're...
This is just the agreement that that I'm aware of, because we, I believe, this is the last year, and then we're going to have to, I think, put it back out for bid.
Okay, so it was for a three-year.
Yes, okay, it was.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So we have the price somewhere.
Yes. Yep. I do believe so. Yep.
So I will make a motion to sign the KBS contract for 2025's annual village audit.
Oh, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is it 25
or 26? Motion passes.
It'd be 2025's audit.
They're
auditing.
They
haven't done it yet.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Yep. I'm going to have you sign because you made the motion. Unless you want to fight her to sign.
I am not taking on that lady. You will knock me out of my seat.
Alice, did you second that motion?
I did.
He did. And then one of you, and I'm assuming you would like Marilyn to fill this out, one of the governing board members has to answer this survey.
I can do that.
Not both or all of us, just one.
Yep. So. I think I did that.
You're welcome.
Yep. Well, I thought
Tipper, do you really want
No, you're you welcome.
No, I can give it to him. You notice Sheila wrote Chipper or Marilyn. Actually, she wrote Chipped. Chipped or Marilyn.
See, Chip doesn't work here, so Kay. It's got to be Marilyn.
Okay, it's Marilyn. I have two I have to do, so. And then I added Orleans County Fair Association payment agreement. I'm just going to read this. I'm going to recuse myself and not make a decision. But I will read this because this was sent to me as business manager from the treasurer of the Orleans County Fair Association, Amy Braun. To whom it may concern, Orleans County Fair has an outstanding balance in the amount of $11,352 for a total of 7 accounts with electric and water sewer. On behalf of Orleans County Fair, would you be willing to accept an 18-month payment plan, which would be approximately $631 per month? And if we can do more, we certainly will. Thank you in advance for your consideration, Amy Braun. And I just said that I would take this to the board.
And is this keeping them current in the meantime?
As far as I know, yes. I do know that there is discussion around the possibility of leasing and or selling the fair house, the main house, which only gets used as the fair office once a year, sometimes twice a year. And it's not really needed because we have the office that used to be used years ago before the house was given to the Fair Association. And once that either lease or sale goes through, all past due accounts, because Barton Village is not the only one, I'm going to openly admit, is going to be paid off. So this is more than likely going to be paid off way before this arrangement, this agreement is being requested. It's just they felt that they had to have a discussion or get this on the table because it's known that they're past due. They're working on it. There is a plan. It's just going to take a little bit of time. I don't foresee it taking 18 months, but that's just how Amy presented it.
So will this be on top of their regular monthly as well?
Yeah, so right now there is no monthly because, well, there was for a little bit because when they had the Amish over there building and working on the barn, we had to have power. So for a little bit, there was no power, so we weren't getting the high demand base fee, even though we didn't have any usage. And I think the only thing that had power over there was the fair house until the Amish started working again on that horse barn. You know, we do have events coming up Memorial Day weekend, so we will have to have power. I think we're going to need power anyway to finish that barn. So I think that's why it's back on, which is why this has crept up because it's like 20, it's based on historical. So it's like $2,400, $2,500 every month, even though we're not over there using it really. Because it's on demand.
I don't have a problem with this.
No, I don't either.
So I'll make a motion to allow Orleans County Fair to pay down $631 per month on their outstanding balance for 18 months as presented.
Well, I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I recuse myself, and again, thank you. I will let them know. Moving right along, for discussion. So to go along with the annual financial report plan that we did for the town highways, letter K, part of the meeting I had with Eric Pope back in March, on March 10th, was that Vermont V-Trans is requesting that we, all municipalities, adopt a town road and bridge standards. It's an updated version of the 2019 town road and bridge standards. It has to be adopted by the board. Major changes to the optional standards apply to Section 5, which is drainage crossings, cross culverts that move water from one side of the road to the other. We are encouraged to consider adopting these additional standards to improve the resiliency of municipal highway infrastructure, to enhance public safety, and to realize as many benefits as possible from the FEMA Public Assistance Program. So basically, if we don't adopt these and there were to be another flood, we would not be eligible for FEMA Public Assistance Programs because we're not adopting and following these standards. This is a packet that we need to review. We do need to answer this on page one. There's the box. We need to answer yes or no. And then put in the date that we adopt these. There was absolutely no hurry to do them. Page two, you'll notice that it written in there in under section six is the 12 inches, 3 inches, and 12 inches. That is what Eric Pope provided to me based on what our current roads are. So he was fine with doing that. So he put that in there ahead of time. And then we just need to sign this and I need to get it back to him. We definitely don't, because I just got this to you, we don't need to do this tonight. I wanted to get it to you. We can, I actually didn't put it under action anyway. We'll discuss it, take it home, look it over. I'm pretty comfortable with answering these questions and I'm happy to pick our DPW foreman's brain, Andy, as to how to answer these, just to make sure that I'm doing them correctly. But based on my experience of working with FEMA with the flooding events and so forth, I'm pretty sure I can answer these myself, but I will bounce this off from him before next Wednesday. And then put this on the agenda as an action item for our next meeting on April 14th.
Now, all our roads have to be 12 inches?
I don't know that it's our roads specifically, sub-base and gravel standards.
To any road that we have?
Yeah, so he's got on here, and Andy was with me during this meeting, and they concurred and agreed that that's what we have. So I didn't just write those numbers in, because I don't know.
Well, I just described it.
Yeah. So are you comfortable with that, taking that home, studying it? I'll answer these questions, pick the brain of Andy.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it on an action item for next time to adopt.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. Okay, perfect. So this will be an action item on 4/14. Perfect. Reorganization of the board. I hope that didn't freak you out a little bit, but I put that on there as a discussion item only because Barton Select Board always posts their meeting agenda on our bulletin board out in the front office. And when I went to post our agenda, I look to see what they've got going on. And then I noticed that on March 11th, they discussed the reorganization of the board. And I don't personally know if this is something that we have to do yearly or not, but they elect the chair, they elect the clerk. So our clerk's already elected through the vote. I take this as being our note clerk, which is probably most definitely you, Jacqueline, designate, well, who's going to take the minutes. So that would be you, because Sheila does not want to come and take our minutes unless she absolutely has to.
She might need to for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know. You're going to be gone. So if she can't, I will.
Okay.
And so when I do that, not that these meetings always go smoothly, but I will have to hand scratch, I did first, Marilyn did second, and then, you know what I mean? Because,
and type it out after.
And then I type it out after, yeah. And I'll, worst case scenario, I go back to the tape. So the tape actually is very helpful. And then our regular meeting schedule. I mean, I don't know if this is something that we need to do or if we only do it when we make changes. So that's why I put it on here as a discussion.
Could we check with Vermont Leagues of Cities and Towns?
Absolutely.
And just see if...
I mean, we've been on the board now 3 years. I've never done it.
Right.
I didn't do it prior.
You didn't. So maybe it's just the town doing it. I mean... I'm happy staying the board chair unless one of you wants to do it. I'm happy to pass the hat, too.
No, you're doing a great job.
You're doing an excellent job.
Are you sure?
Yes. I cannot run a meeting like you do.
We don't need to designate who takes minutes because Jacqueline's taking minutes.
Do you have to put newspaper record?
So we always use a Chronicle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny? Why would they use Newport Daily?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Maybe because it's daily and not just once a week. I don't know. I mean, when we have job postings, I go to both.
Okay.
Obviously, yeah. Our posting locations aren't going to change. It's the post office. It's here in the office. It's
maybe
at the CNC bulletin board.
Do, like their own thing. But to Marilyn's point, checking with city leagues and towns or cities and...
VLCT.
Okay, I'm happy to do that, and I can report out at the next meeting. But as far as anything else, I don't really see where we need to make any changes unless somebody wants to make a change. But I just thought I'd bring it up.
Yep.
So I'll look into it, and if it's something we absolutely have to do, it'll be an action item on the 14th. Sound good?
Yep.
The department operations updates below that. On the backup document that you provided?
Yeah.
That's not... Is that ours or theirs?
Which one?
So on the backup
documents,
you have...
On the back of it.
You have the,
that's mine.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Didn't expect that. Okay.
Nope, that's us.
Okay.
Okay.
This?
No, other side.
No, she's talking about the back side of this, because I printed your packets as double-sided.
Okay. I had thought that this was just more of from the select board.
No, that's me.
So, okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I'm with you now.
Yeah, lots of updates. Of course, you have to stop and think. We haven't had a meeting, besides the emergency meeting and the annual meeting, for a whole month. So, lots has happened since our last regular board meeting.
But yet we approve minutes for...
I know. Well, we had the special one in Lindenville. Yep. So our last regular board meeting was February 24th.
Yeah.
That's why.
Crazy.
Exactly a month. All right, so I will check with VLCT, and if it is something that we absolutely have to do, it will be an action item in next month or next meeting on the 14th. If it's not, then I'll just update you, and we won't make any changes unless you guys want to make some changes. Okay. Works for me if it works for you.
Yep.